1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J.
What's going on, guys? It's your girl Ebby J coming back at you with another unapologetic podcast. Welcome to episode 12. This episode is dedicated to Nipsey Hussle, Lauren London, and the entire family and community that is impacted by this tragic assassination of Nipsey Hussle. It's been about a week and a day since we lost Nipsey Hussle. And for some reason, this situation I can't shake. Now, I've heard of Nipsey Hussle before all of this happened, but I didn't realize the impact that Nipsey had on his community. One, because I simply just don't follow a lot of news lately, but I've been a little bit more in tune lately due to the people that I have around me. They make me more interested and wanted to learn more about what's going on out there in the world because I am not a news watcher. The news will have you freaking out, looking behind your shoulder 24 hours a day, locking every single door in your house and the windows and the refrigerator. In your bathroom when you're in it. Feel me? That's what the news will do to you. But this situation with Nipsey Hussle is one that I really can't shake. But I'm not going to talk about his passing. What I'm going to talk about are the life lessons that I learned in this past week and a day of his death. First things first, love who you love and love them hard. You know, we don't know the day, the hour, nor the second that we are no longer going to be here on this earth. So it is so important to love who you're going to love and love them hard. This is something that I am actually working on personally because what I'm trying to do in my life is not sweat the small stuff. Because we don't know the day or the hour that we're going to wake up and someone is no longer here with us. We don't know the day nor the hour where we are no longer going to be here. So we have to learn to love who we love and love them hard, including ourselves. The second thing that I learned is you never know who's in your circle, so always be prayerful and always be mindful because you don't know who's out there to get you. You really do not know the true capacity of people around you. What you do is you pray and you ask God for guidance and you ask God to lead and guide you and to give you the discernment to know who's around you. Because there are some people who are around you who are really not there for you. There are some people who are around you, and this is everywhere. This can be everywhere. This can be within your family. This could be within your workplace. This could be within your community. You just never know who's out to get you or who's really not there for you. Now, I'm not saying walking around like you're paranoid and stuff like that. And don't walk around with anxiety and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is this situation made me realize that just because someone may shake my hand and smile at me, it does not mean that they're there for me. Because that young man just saw that, no, he's not a young man. That devil saw him, shook his hand, said what's up, left, came back, and assassinated him because he was a hater. And when you think about all the great ones that have been taken away from us far too early, it was always by people who did not like them because of what they stand for, what they stood for, and who they were. And so I say all that to say is that we have to be mindful of how we move and shake in this world. We have to be mindful and be intentional of loving those who we love and love them hard. Love yourself and also be prayerful and mindful of your surroundings. So this first couple of minutes of this podcast is really all about figuring out and honing in on what's really important to us. Because I'm telling you guys, there's so many things that we stress over that honestly don't even deserve our mind space. And I know you can relate with me on that one, right? I look back on things that stressed me out or things that upsetted me or things that, you know, just, I just was got all, you know, got all flustered about. And I'm like, why? Was it worth it? If you were gone tomorrow, if you were gone the next day, if you were gone in a few minutes, would what you stressed over really, really matter? You know, I think about, you know, what's going on with Lauren and how she's feeling. Not only how is she feeling, but how is the children feeling? How is his family feeling? How are those who knew him? How are they feeling? I can't even imagine the agony and pain that they're going through. And for Lauren especially, a woman who has been through so much in her life, the things that we know publicly, right? Like whatever is on social media, whatever is on the blogs, whatever you read about on the websites and stuff like that, the things that you hear people say. And my heart breaks for her because this woman finally found her soulmate. She finally found the one that she was able to comfortably be who she is, where she was able to start growing and glowing and being happy. Because we all know that the relationship that she had with Lil Wayne was toxic, right? And she took some time. And the next thing you know, she's with Nipsey Hussle, which I absolutely had no idea. I'm not going to sit here and act like I knew all this information because I didn't. Because I just don't follow the blogs and stuff like that with celebrity news and gossip and stuff like that. I'm just really not the gossip type. But I think about what she's probably going through, what she's going through right now. Because I know how it feels to lose a loved one. But I don't know what it feels like to lose a loved one that I'm with, meaning like a boyfriend, someone that I'm with, you know, a husband or anything like that, where you're actually like losing someone, like they're not here anymore. And I pray for her. My heart goes out to her because I can't even imagine what she's going through right now. I can't even imagine her heart. And that is why it is so important to tune into who you are so that you can attract the one who is for you. That's why it's so important to stop focusing on all the extra stuff and focus more on yourself and focus more on you and focus more on your healing and what you need to do for you so that you can experience that type of love. I know that it was short-lived, that romance was short-lived. It wasn't forever and ever and ever like she probably hoped for. But the one good thing that I can say about the situation when it comes to Lauren is that she was able to experience that type of love. And I pray that moving forward in her life, that once she heals, that she opens herself up to receive that love all over again because she deserves it. She really does deserve it. And, you know, my podcast is all about empowering us as women, as a community. And when one of us is hurting, we all have to hone in and really pray for that sister and pray for her uplifting. And I pray for Lauren and I pray for her strength. I pray for her power. I pray for her resilience. I pray for her healing. I can't even imagine what she's going through right now. But I just want you guys to really think about and really hone in and on what's important. And loving who you love and love them hard. Forgive. Move on. And enjoy every second of this life that God has given you. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.